if you're trying to get back into the workforce or you're trying to look for a new job, at the best of times, it can be very challenging and a very harrowing experience. If you can imagine on that being someone that has not got the best of hearing, it's an impairment that you have, that can be a greater challenge in and of itself. And from the Hearing Care Industry Association this morning, Ashley Wilson's going to talk with us about some of those challenges that folks are having. Good morning, Ashley. It can be a challenge in itself, can't it?
It certainly can, and unfortunately hearing is one of those physical ailments that's been very much off the radar in the Australian medical landscape, but that's changing, and we've now got two parliamentary inquiries occurring with their findings coming out over the next few months, and we're hoping that'll lead to some significant changes and improvements in the hearing sector that will benefit people with hearing loss.
Ashley, I guess that not every job can be for every person, but why do you think that there is still this concept of not wanting to employ someone that is hard of hearing?
Well, I think it actually gets back very much to the individual with the hearing loss because they suffer a significant confidence issue. You imagine if you're going to a job interview and you're just unable to hear the person and the questions that they're asking, right from the get-go, you'd be very low in confidence and you probably wouldn't even be wanting to go to interviews. Similarly, if you are in the workforce and you have a hearing loss or hearing loss starts to occur and affect how you're performing at work, you know, that then is something that is, you know, very difficult to deal with, and often people don't know who to turn to for help.
Ashley, I'm just reading some of the information about this morning, and a lady by the name of Julia said it took 10 years and over 200 job applications to finally get the work that she needed that could utilise her skills. Is that a common story for people you're talking to?
It is a common story. In Australia, we're world leaders when it comes to hearing impairment with children. Our neonatal screening program is world leading. We also have an excellent program that is funded by the federal government for our seniors. So people on the pension are all able to get access to free hearing care. So it's the cohort in the middle between the age of about 28 and 65 who are missing out. And one of the things that came out in the recent Deloitte's Access Economics report was information around suggesting that a strong recommendation to government would be to extend that same program that pensioners can access to people in that age group between 28 and the pension age group.
Ashley, is there much of an appetite for that change, that extension?
I think there definitely is. The government is now understanding and realising the impact that hearing has on the community. One of the interesting things about hearing loss is, and the same research results, you know, show up across the Western world, and that is when someone has a hearing loss and they are at that level where they need help, typically they wait 7 years before they go and do something about it. And it's not because they wake up one day and say, you know, my hearing's so bad, I need to go and get a hearing test. It's the people who live with them that say, we're sick of putting up with living with someone with a hearing loss. We're being blasted by the TV. We're not going out socialising anymore. So it's the spouse or the other family members who ultimately take that person along. And that's because there's still a stigma attached to the idea of wearing hearing devices, even though they're, you know, almost invisible today.
So I guess, Ashley, it comes back to what you said before. The whole thing becomes a confidence issue, and that is the root of the problem.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah. Hopefully, Ashley, there will be a moving government appetite to change and extend that program a little further, and I guess advice to potential employers to give somebody a go. You never know, you might be missing out on a fantastic employee as well. Thank you for your time this morning, Ashley.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mark.
That's Ashley Wilson from the Hearing Care Industry Association of Australia. And it would be great if government would extend that program. It's 2NURFM, 26 past 9.